by capable of any utilization and the benefit program. Planning to provide the necessary training and education facilities to provide the increased supplies of skills. Thank you much. The investment of the individuals in the retirement of homes and all costs. Planning with a mechanism of the team that will bring the good news to the school resources. Maintaining levels need to be stipulated. Their design include by the interim and subsequent government. These particular measures will be underwritten by the trust fund, thereby giving a strong international bank to the government to guarantee. That was a brief outline of the proposed support measures, which are now to be worked out in detail. With the agreement of cabinet and with the support of corporate, I have sent a message to Dr. Christensen, indicating my acceptance of the proposal, subject to their being accepted by the other parties involved, and, as I stated earlier, subject to the lifting of sanctions and the cessation of terrorism. The next step will be the meeting between government representatives and African leaders to set up the Council of State as the first stage of establishing the interim government. This, I hope, will take place as soon as possible, because once the decision has been taken, it will be in the best interest of Rhodesia to proceed with us today. I have given you the more important part of what transpired during these negotiations. Were I to continue talking for the next 2 hours, I would not be able to agree. And unfortunately, there is much that cannot be disclosed in public. I hope you will derive some reassurance from the fact that my cabinet and my caucus came to the clear and positive conclusion that on the evidence before us, this is our best choice. What I have said this evening, that in the cause of deep concern to you all and understanding of each but we live in a world of rapid change, and if we are to survive in such a world, we must be prepared to adapt ourselves to change. We have the satisfaction of knowing that in spite of the odds against us, we will be able to that all nations have built up a magnificent country where the prospect of settlement runs in Africa. I hope and believe in South Africa to keep its place. Despite the speeches and signs of foreign terrorism, the relations between the races of our countries remain friendly and relaxed. We are moving steadily towards the removal of racial discrimination, and this will be seen to our increasing extent as the recommendations of the Police Commission are implemented in the coming months. I believe that it is incumbent on all of us, white and black alike, to act with dignity and with faith in the Christian time which lies before us, and to create the right atmosphere to enable those cause to join up the new constitution to proceed expeditiously with their important part. Clearly, this agreement doesn't give us the answer which we would have liked. However, it does present us with an opportunity which we have never had before. An opportunity to work out amongst themselves without interference from outside our future constitution. The Council of State has been charged to do this within 2 years. We should be more than ample time. As I have already indicated, the Council of State will be composed of 15 members of white and black leaders. They will be chosen by us within. I hope they will be the first to make responsible solution funds. It would be unworthy of us, after all we
hiding in the sadness in you speak for us, where as you accept the black, the inevitability of the God to you.
Oh, Thank you. Observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rocello playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel situated in downtown New York. Continental Radio News. Toronto, Canada. Professor Morris of McMillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m. a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles. And the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene. And we'll have our commentator, Carl Phillips, give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music. We take you now to Dover's Mill, New Jersey.
I wish I...